Second Epistle of John. The Second Epistle of John. The Bible says in verse number 1, he said, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not only I, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it." I will preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought: love and truth. Love and truth. If we look at this here, we read in your hearing, John is writing here, and he speaks at least five times right here in the text I read in your hearing of truth. It's met with five times here in this little short epistle. We see the source of love today, and the source of love that we have. Love comes from truth. Amen. You can't have a relationship, a loving relationship, without truth. Amen. We try to, a lot of people try to have that, in dishonesty. But if we're going to have any kind of loving relationship, there's got to be truth in that relationship. Now that's going to involve a communication. Amen. If you love somebody, listen to me, you oughtn't to be ashamed to tell them. We ought to be able to tell our loved ones, our family, our friends, our children, our mamas and daddies, our mama and pa. We ought to be able to tell them that we love them. Amen. Hey, you say, "Well, preacher, I just don't know. It's just hard to do that." Well, do you really love them? Amen. You say, "What do you mean?" I said, if you really love them, it shouldn't be hard for you to tell them that you love them. Amen. Praise God. That's just truth, right? Praise God. That's who Jesus is. Jesus is truth. And said, if we love it, praise God, if we love one another, we ought to be able to tell the truth. Praise God. And we see here that he's writing to this elder, unto the elder, it's him, to John, a little over 90 years old at this time. He's writing to this elect lady and her children. And he's writing to them, praise God, and he's going to tell them about that love that they have. He's going to tell them about that truth that they've able to possess in their lives. That's speaking to their hearts. That's giving them that direction. Amen. Now, it may not be the way that the flesh wants to go, but the truth is making a difference in their lives. And he's a bragging. You know, the best thing to do, praise God, is with our children and families is don't beat them down when they mess up, but encourage them when they do good. Psychologists tell us that when our children are messing up and when you beat them down for that, it just encourages them to do more bad stuff. But when we do good stuff, praise God, then we just encourage them to do the good. And it's a whole lot better to be encouraged for good than to be beat down for being bad. Ain't you glad God don't beat you down, amen, when you mess up? But he reaches down to you, praise God, in love, and he lifts you up, praise God, and to let you know that what you did is wrong. In your conscience, he convicts you and shows you, and he pulls you unto himself, and he shows you what's right. I'm glad it's that way. That's true love. And that source of love is true. Amen. Truth is, do you know that truth is one of the Lord's names? Amen. The Lord Jesus, he is truth. The Bible says it many places, that he is truth. Amen. So that means that you can believe Jesus. Amen. His love is true. Praise God. And he is the very source of true love. I've tell people all the time when I'll meet with people and I'll counsel them when they're getting married. Amen. And I'll tell them that this relationship you're entering into, this is what you say you want to do, but you've got to be certain that you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength the way Bible requires. Because if you can't love Him, praise God, you'll never be able to love anybody else. But if we learn Him, we receive Him, we learn Him, we love Him, praise God, then He helps us to love others. Amen? So that we can love love the way that we should. So love and truth goes together and we can see it, praise God. The reality of love, or the very nature of love, praise God, is we see the nature, praise God, in the commitment here to true love. The true love. It's what he's speaking here. He said, you know what? He said, this is what we're ministering here. We're ministering the love of God, which is truth. And true love, praise God, is the love of the truth. We talked out in Sunday school this morning. They said, so many that don't want truth no more. Because it interferes with the way that we'd like to proceed in our lives. You know, that lifestyle that we've become accustomed to. He said, well, if I believe truth and I follow God and I listen to what He's saying, I follow His commandments, praise God. He said, if I commend that love into my life, I'm going to have to change the way that I live. Yeah, but it's far better than the way that you've been living. God can minister your heart. You've got somebody with you then that loves you and cares for you. Truth will walk with you. And truth, the Bible says, will make you free. And when you're free in Him, you are free indeed. There's nothing here to circumvent you and hold you down and hold you back. Praise God. When we get true love for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Love is, it's not just a mere pretense of what we should be. It's the real thing. Amen? Love is real. Amen? It's something that's real. It's something that we should be able to experience. Amen? Now, I'm not talking about just some sensual love. There's a whole lot of that going on in the world. Amen. Just a sensual love that people are trying to share with each other. Amen. But that's not what He's talking about. He's not talking about mere pretense and sensual love. He's talking about the very essence of love itself. What love is, praise God, knowing love. Amen. Praise God. In other words, what He's saying to us is it's not a love is not make-believe. It's the real thing. You know how to know where love is? Love comes in, praise God, when times are hard, when things are difficult, when things aren't going your way, praise God, when things seem like they're running off the rail, praise God. True love is when, though you find those that'll stick closer than a brother, when things are difficult, when things are hard, when you get that bad report, praise God, but you can say, you know what? God's still good. He's still on the throne. He's still doing what He promised to do. Praise God. He's still making that difference, and I'm going to trust in Him because I have a winner either way, and one day, you know, just a little while, I'm going to go to be with Him where He is. Amen. We're going to just stay with the stuff. Know who Jesus is. It's not a pretense. It's not fake. It's not make-believe. But praise God, it's real. Amen. It's something that we can cling to. It's something that you can claim today. Amen. It's something that we should know. Amen. Should know, praise God, the love of the truth and the truth in the love, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Because it's way more than just make and believe. Way more just speculation of what we think it ought to be. True love is that, praise God, that comes from the Lord. Praise God, straight to me and you. Amen. So we see the reality of love. And we see the breadth of love. The love that's not confined to one. Ain't you got God spreads His love abroad? He didn't just pick John Engle and to love John Engle, but He does. But He also picked Billy Carver, and He picked Chris Gibson, and He picked every one of them, praise God. He picked you to love. Amen. So He's not just a God that can be confined in one. John the Revelator, John the Epistle, John the Apostle. He's writing here to these people, a fella that's over 90 years old, praise God. And He's not only writing to this elect lady, but He's also writing to her children. He said, hey, he said, I won't tell you, praise God, because of love and truth. He said, I love you in the Lord, and I love your family. Praise God, I love what you stand for. I love what you're claiming. I love the direction that you're going. I love everything about what I'm seeing in your life. Amen. He said, you're making a difference. Praise God. Amen. This old epistle, praise God, he's getting excited because he's seeing people that's in love with the truth, and the truth is making them love. Amen. It's that truth of Christ, the truth of love, praise God, it moves in her heart. And the old epistle, he ain't the only one that's getting excited. Now, we're still just in verse number one. Amen. He said, he's not just him, but said he said, listen to what he said. Said, whom I love in the truth, praise God, in the truth, and not only I, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. And John says, praise God. He said, I'm excited for you. I'm excited in the Lord. I'm excited about what God's doing. I see the love and the truth that's in you. I see the life that you're living, praise God, and everybody else is seeing it too. Amen. He's a great observation going on today. In case you haven't noticed, amen, a great observation. Preacher, what's people observing? They're observing me and you. Amen. They're watching us because of what we say that we believe. Amen. But the Bible says we should live what we believe. We should trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's nobody cometh to Him but by the Father, or the Father but by Him. Amen. He's the only way. He said, I'm glad that these people are coming to Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm glad that this family's getting in. I'm sad that there's some devotion in there. He said, they're devout. He said, they're devoted. They're dedicated. Praise God. He said, they're reverent. He said, they're God-fearing. Praise God. And they're a family, and they're getting in, and they're loving Lord Jesus Christ together. Amen. I want to say today, it's time we got in together. Amen. We quit bickering and fighting against ourselves, with one another, against each other, praise God. And true love, praise God, come together and love one another the way that Christ designed it to be. So that that house become a home where everybody, praise, feels comforted and loved, praise God, one with another. Amen. Hey, listen, he's not a one that doesn't have room for improvement. Every one of us, praise God, have room for improvement. Have room to draw closer. That new relationship with Christ. But he said, not only the apostle like that, old apostle, praise for that. He said, but all those, praise God. All they that have known the truth. Amen. He said, every one of them is getting it. All of them is praising, giving God glory for what he's seeing take place in your house. Can you imagine what this elect lady was just, she was thinking, wow, I didn't realize we was even making a difference. Amen. I have people all the time, praise God, it's getting in, the Lord's helping them, the Lord's a blessing them, the Lord's just a loving on them, they're loving on Him, praise God. It's reciprocal thing, and they're just getting excited down in their soul. Their life is changing, their family's changing, their lives, their homes are changing. And they say, and a lot of times they just say, well, Pastor, I didn't even realize I was making a difference. Amen. But it's amazing thing, praise God, when love and truth and love comes into your home, and praise God, you begin to come together in one mind and one accord, and you don't even realize the change, praise God, it's in every, each and every person, and it's making a difference in your home. Amen. Now the flesh is going to throw up a red flag and say, hold on a minute, you don't need to. He said, the old flesh and the devil said, don't even listen to him this morning. Amen. You know what you're doing. Just continue on the way you're going. You'll be all right. Yeah, the devil's a deceiver. Amen. The devil wants to deceive you. The devil don't want you to be happy. Amen. He don't want you to have true joy. Oh, he'll make you happy for a moment or two. Amen. For a little while, he'll make you happy, but then situations change. And you'll no longer be happy. But God Almighty offers us joy today, joy unspeakable, praise God, and full of His goodness and mercy that He wants to bestow upon us. Just like this elect lady and her children when they begin to get in. Praise God. They begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and He begins to minister to them and minister through them the precious oracles of God, and they begin to get it, and the light goes off. Amen. The light, it was an amazing thing. When Charlie Kirk was before him, they're doing his memorial today at 2:30. But when Charlie would speak to these people in love, praise God, in truth, he would minister to them, and they was rebuking him, and causing him, saying that he was hateful and mean, and all of a sudden, you could just see in their face and their expression that he was telling truth and love, and all of a sudden, their eyes would just light up, and the light would come on. The illuminating power of God would just illuminate, and all of a sudden, praise God, their whole countenance would just change. Amen. And a lot of times they would change their opinion. They'd be agreeing with them before they left the stage. Amen. Because of knowledge, because of love of the truth. Because the truth will make you free. Amen. When we know it. Amen. So we have the breath of love, but we have that realization of love. Realization gives the understanding of that word know. He said, that word known, he said, but also by all they that have known the truth. See, realization is knowing. When we know who Jesus is, when we know who God is, when we know what God has promised that He can do for us, and God is the ultimate promise keeper, He will come through for you. He said, if we'll just trust and believe Him, He said, like that song, trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey, to put our trust in Him. To allow Him, to adhere to Him, to listen to Him, to see what He has to say to you. Amen. A lot of times we think, well, God's speaking to Brother Billy. Land on Him, Lord. Amen. Lord is speaking. Land on her, Lord. Amen. Word be said, Lord, land on me, Lord. Lord, fill my card up today. Give me guidance and direction. Give me that truth, praise God, because I know that it's love. Truth is love, and truth is Christ. Truth is the Word of God, and it'll speak to our hearts, and it'll illuminate us and carry us into higher heights than we've ever been this side of eternity. Amen. He'll lift us up into places, praise God. He'd like to seat us with Him in heavenly places. Amen. The reason we ain't seeing it, the only reason we ain't getting there, but Jamie, is because we're not looking for it. I don't question this morning. We'll just put it where the rubber meets the road. Don't raise your hand, but just think within yourself. How many of you come this morning to get a blessing, to get encouragement from the Lord? Amen. A whole lot of people say, well, preacher, I just showed up because it's Sunday and I'm required to go to the house of God. Amen. Come on now. That's what I used to do as kids. Amen. They'd say, get up, it's time to go to church. And we got up and went to church because it was required of us. But as I got older, praise God, like you, and we come to realize, praise God, we need to go to the house of God. We need to gather together, praise God, not forsaking our symbols, assembling ourselves together as a custom some is, but coming together because we want something from God. Amen. We want to open that blessed old book and have God to lay out truth for us, to give us information, to show us His love so that we can love others. Amen. So He can fill our car with something that we can take back home with us. So the bickering, the arguing, and the fussing is a thing in the past, and God getting glory is prominent in our lives. Amen. Think about how we live. Think about the things that you say. That you'd get mad as a hornet if somebody said that to you. Amen? Amen? Come on. The things that we say sometimes, we get irritated and frustrated and we say, and if somebody was to say that to you, buddy, you'd be up in their face, you'd be mad. Might even come to blows. Amen? Because we're not demonstrating that love of God. That restraint that we need. Hey, there's some restraint in being a child of God. Amen. There's a lot of patience in being a child of God. Come on. Amen. There's a lot of forgiveness in being a child of God. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means we do things that break God's heart and makes Him sad. And if we do things, now listen to me, if we're willing to do things that break God's heart and make Him sad, how much more are we willing to do things that break our loved ones' heart and make them sad? We need to be very careful, amen, about who we are and what we do. They need to see, the Bible says they need to see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. In other words, there's Christ in us, that hope of heaven, that hope of being in His presence where He desires for us to be. That is what that hope is. Amen. That's hope. Hope is faith with a higher expectation than what we have here. It's a higher expectation, Brother Billy, than what we have now. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, I'm doing my best. I'm trying hard. Yes, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. But we need to just say, Lord, please help me, a sinner, to do better day by day. You know, our heart's desire as Christians. Our heart, hey, listen, our heart's about just as people, if we've never been saved, or to be a little better tomorrow than we are today. To be a little more encouraging, to be a little more loving, to be a little bit more understanding. That love that speaks to our heart, that shows us what He'd have us to have, gives it to us in abundance if we're ready to receive it. Amen. He said, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us. Those who realize the truth. Amen. Who realize the truth. We recognize it. Okay. Because we've seen the lies. We've seen the lies. You know, that's what they say about counterfeit money. When they're training tellers to deal with counterfeit money, they put them in a room and they just cover them up with money. Big bills, little bills. Amen? And they handle them, they touch them, they feel of them. Sometimes for hours at a time. But they never touch a counterfeit bill. You say, well, preacher, if they never touch a counterfeit, how do they know the difference? Because when you handle the real thing all the time, when you get to know the feel of the real thing, praise God, when something falls, when something that's a fictitious comes across, praise God, it automatically throws up a red flag. You say, "What? That just don't feel right." Amen. God is speaking the same way. He said, thank God for this family who's devoted, who love God, praise God, who are reverent, who are God-minded, praise God, because their feelings are great. They're realizing the things of God. They're being touched by the Word, and they're touched by love. They're touched by truth, and God's physically moving them in a higher direction. Giving them that, praise God, that we can't get out of this world. Amen. You say, preacher, where can we get this? The love of God is in Christ, in ourselves. That's when we get that. Amen? When we get that love of God, the love of Christ, within ourselves. Oh, it's good to see it in everybody else. I'm glad you're saved, and you're saved, and you're saved. But praise God. Hey, listen, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen? When I begin to realize, hey, I just don't say that. I believe that. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart. What He said here, He said, I'm so proud of your family for the stand that you're taking. He said, I'm rejoicing greatly that I found not only you, but your children, praise God, in love with the truth. Amen. Our children ought to be in love with truth too. Amen. Love truth. There's so many fairy tales out here in the world today. Let me just say this. You might get mad at me. Let me say, we need to be careful what we're teaching our kids. Amen. When we're indoctrinating our kids into Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all these other things and Hello's Ween, we better be very careful, because that's what we're putting into their little minds. And we ought to be putting in the truth of the Word of God, the truth that we can build upon and stand upon, praise God, not fictitious things, praise God. He said, preacher, I can't believe you said that. My father-in-law, when our kids was a little big, you get to talk about Santa Claus, he said, I got Santa Claus right here. Amen. He said, that fat rascal ain't getting no credit for what a papa has to work out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise. You said, well, preacher, I don't see that hurts anything. No, it does hurt when we lie to our kids. Amen. They need truth, and they need truth because we love them. Amen. You say, preacher, this ain't very popular preaching. I know I'm not a very popular preacher. But I'm going to tell you the truth because I love every one of you. And I want you to know the truth. And the truth will make you free. You can forsake all this worldly garb, praise God, and get right with God and love each other as Christ loves you and go on for His glory. Praise His holy name. This old dear preacher. I mean, this is one little chapter, one little page that he wrote to this elect lady. Amen. Praise God. Just giving her encouragement. Praise God. So that we can love ourselves. So that Christ will be in us. Yeah, what's the significance of that? So that we can love others. Amen. When we realize, we recognize, when we know that Christ is in us, in ourselves, then we can know how to begin to love others around us. Amen. You a preacher, you're preaching to the choir. We know all this. I preached it enough. You ought to know. Amen. God puts it on my heart and I give it to you. Amen. But you know who gets it before you do? Amen. About a dozen times. Amen. Glory to God. Because God loves you. And if we know that God loves you, if we've received the love and truth in our hearts, praise God, then we can minister out to others along the way. Amen. You get to thinking about it. So how can I give the love, praise God, the love that you have for me, Lord? How can I give that to those around me? Amen. So in my everyday life, how can I minister love? With the help of the Lord. With that truth. Praise God. So it's not the realization of love, but it's that inwardness of love. That love that we have. Look what he says in verse number 2. He said, for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us. Amen. He said, we've got to have that. You've got to have, I've got to have, we've got to have truth dwelling in us. Now that truth goes right along, that indwelling goes right along with abiding. Amen. If you're truly born again, you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, there's an abiding spirit in your soul. Because you come from a head knowledge to a heart knowledge. We realize that we're all old sinners in need of a Savior. And we come to realize that Jesus Christ is that Savior. Amen? And we ask Him, because He's touched our mind, He's revealed that to us, illuminated our mind, and then the Holy Spirit takes and massages that down into our heart. And He takes that old stony heart out and He puts in a heart of flesh. Amen. And we say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. I know I'm just as sorry, no, I'm just as vile as can be. Lord, please forgive me. I just plead the blood of Jesus, praise God, who shed that blood for me, that chief sacrifice for sinners. Amen. You realize today Jesus done that for every one of us? Amen. He came to seek and to save those that was lost. God sent His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Whosoever is you and me, it's us, praise God, if we'll just believe. So we see that inwards which dwells in us, the Spirit of God, that love that's in our hearts, that truth that we establish and down in our hearts, praise God, that we might love the Lord. Amen. It's God shedding His shed blood, praise God, in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God that makes that difference. Holy Spirit's real, by the way. Amen. The Holy Spirit is real. He's that third person of the Trinity. He's that one, praise God, that goes between heaven and earth, goes between God and us and ministers to our spirit. He's that one that gives us encouragement and tells us, praise God, no matter, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. You prayed, you fasted, and you called on God. You said, Lord, I'm just so distressed. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the situation holds. And He just come to where you are with a peace that's settled. Glory to God. And He said, just take it easy. It'll be all right. He said, I've got you, and I've got that. He said, we'll do this together. Hey, I'm going to be right here with you. Hey, we'll go through a lot of dark valleys in this life. Come on. Amen. He never promised that we'd have it easy. You know, preacher, I thought if you got saved, born again, see Jesus, that everything would be all right. It'd be a bed of roses, preacher. Yeah, but roses have thorns. Amen. You got to get by those thorns, praise God, to get to the roses. He said, that's the way life is, praise God. But said, God said, hey, listen. He said, as you're going up through that crowd, while you're beating through trying to get to those beautiful blossoms, glory to God, he said, I'll be right there with you. Amen. The old apostle, John, to telling this elect lady, he says, hey, praise God. He, that love and truth, praise God, God promises it'll be there for you. Amen. But now the question is it truth or is it love? Amen. Is it truth or is it inseparable? Amen. It's inseparable, praise God. He is both truth and love. And God, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's both. Amen. He's both truth and love. And He dwells in us, in me and you. Not only does He dwell in us, He dwells with us. So whatever we're going through, whatever we're facing, praise God, He's there with us. There's nothing, think about it, there's nothing that we endure in this world that He ain't there with us. When we go through trials and strife and afflictions, He's there with us. He's going through them too. But this is what I like. But when you're rejoicing in glory, amen, when you're praising God and everything's, praise God, hey, that may not be perfect in everything, but praise God, God is perfect in your life, and God's, praise God, just stirring your heart, and God's giving you peace that passes understanding. God's just filled your life and your heart with joy. You're just tickled to death with your family and your home and your loved ones and people around you and your church family, and God just blessing on purpose because that's what He does best. Praise God, and you're just rejoicing and praising and giving God glory. Glory, because He's right. He's rejoicing with you. Amen. Amen. He sorrows with us, but He rejoices with us. There'll come a day. Now listen, because of love and because truth and because truth and love, there's coming a day that we're going to be with Him forever. Amen. Amen. There'll be no more heartache or sorrow, sickness or death. There'll be no crying or sorrow. There'll be no tears, praise God. I don't know. I reckon there'll be tears of joy in heaven. Amen. I get tore up, praise God. I get the stuff running all over me. Amen. He said, that's the end. Praise God. But listen, well, what we have in the Lord, praise God, because of truth and love, He experiences that joy that we experience. So let me just ask a question, just common sense. If God experiences the joy and God experienced the sadness, which do you think God would like to experience the most? Common sense, the joy. He wants to experience our rejoicing. He wants our experience in praising and God giving God glory and being filled down in our heart with truth and love from God Almighty. The old preacher's praise God. He said he's beside himself. He said, the elect lady and her family, praise, and everybody that sees you, we're just rejoicing with you because God is. God is what's made the difference in your heart. God is what's changed your home and your family. It's took that house and made it a home. A place where love and truth is welcome. Amen. Harper come stayed with Papa Friday. First day I'd ever kept her all day. I thought this may be an experience. She's wide open. Amen. But we got ready to eat. And she said, Papa, me'll pray. I said, glory to God, Harper, you go ahead. Boy, she pray. Amen. Prayed over our lunch. Prayed over our breakfast. Amen. Ate breakfast. Mama said she wouldn't eat. She ate at Papa's. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We made it a good time. Amen. Boy, it blessed my heart. You see what I'm saying? Just imagine when we're rejoicing in the Lord, how much it stirs God's heart. How much He's rejoicing with us, how He's overjoyed with us when we're excited about Him. Say, don't stay caught down in the mully grubs. Praise God. Just get in. Number one, ask Jesus to forgive your sins, save you by His marvelous grace. Invite Him to come into your heart. And then allow Him, praise God, to give you those times of rejoicing. Amen. The Bible said, Paul says, times of rejoicing from the presence of the Lord. In other words, it's when God Almighty opens the gates of glory, praise God, and just lets it pour out on you. Amen. And you get the can't help it, and you don't care. You say, glory, hallelujah. I was a bush hogging the other day. I got to think about the Lord. I got so caught up in it. Well, the tears was a rolling. I was a bawling like a baby. It's a wonder I didn't run over a stump and kill myself. Amen. But praise God, just rejoicing. There wasn't nobody but me and Him. Praise God, that's that joy that He gives you. Because of love and truth, because of love for the truth. And the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Him today, as Brother Bill would say, you're in a good place to come to know Him. Amen. Amen. Come to an old-fashioned altar, smile down and say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. And love Him. Amen. Glory to God. Just love Him because He first loved us, me and you. And He wants to love on you, praise God. The old preacher, he said, now I beseech thee, lady, verse number 5, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Now, preacher, how can we do that? By loving Jesus first, realizing that He loves us and He gave Himself for us. He wants to move into us. He wants to live in us. And we got to want to let Him. Amen. If you open your heart wide to Him, He'll come in and He'll take up His abode. And He will dwell in you and He will abide in you. Amen. Praise God. And He said, if we'll abide in Him. And He says, verse 16, conclusion. He said, this is love, that we walk after His commandments. Just do what God says. Amen. That's not too hard. You know, preacher, it's pretty difficult. Yeah, for this old flesh. But it's not for our spirit. He said, this is the commandment, that as we have heard from the beginning, we should walk in it. What is the commandment? That we love one another. As Christ finished up before He went out, He said that we would love one another as He has loved us and gave Himself for us. He said that's the way we should love each other. Amen. Do you have the love of God in your heart today? Amen. Have you been born again? You know that Jesus, you've asked Him to forgive you of sins. Hey, don't be ashamed of that. We're all sinners. We've all sinned, come short of glory of God. We're all old sinners. So what about the ones that saved? We're just saved sinners. Amen. We still do things, Arthur, that we shouldn't do. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that loves us. Amen. We plead that blood and He just covers it up with that blood. Amen. Praise God. Wipes the slate clean, gives us, and it picks us up, cleans us off. Praise God, rubs us down and puts us back on that table where God molds us and makes us and likes His image by the potter. That's what He does. Amen. And He does that because of His love and because of His truth. I mean, that's why He speaks to us. We have that today if we want it. If we want it. If you're here today and you've never been saved, what are you waiting for? One day will be too late. And I'll tell you what the devil will say. The devil will say, I'll just wait. You can do it another time. Amen. That's a lie of the devil. You know how many people he sent to hell by using that statement? Just wait till tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. We don't know. You don't know. I don't know. Amen? Or maybe you're here today and you've been saved, but you're following the guilt of distance. You've been backslid, going contrary to the things of God, trying to figure out your way out. I'll tell you how to get out today. Just come to old-fashioned altar and bow on your face and say, Lord, please, help me, Lord. I don't want to live this way no more. I need some help. Amen. I want Your love. I want Your truth. I want it to speak to me so I can be part of it, so that others can see Christ in me. What about you today? If you're lost, if you're backslid, or maybe if you're just needing a little something from the Lord, need a little bit of help, a little bit of direction. Say, you know, sometimes we lose our way. Amen. But we ought to realize that His way is the best way.